第三课 Words and Phrases、请到你们的课本第82页。 OK， 好，第一个正好 Coincidentally， 正好。第一，我今天正好有时间。我跟你去买衣服吧。 OK、when you type, be careful of the 买, right, to buy. 正好有时间 I just happen so that I have time. 第二个，我去找他的时候，的时候 is our pattern, right, when. 找 the third character, to find somebody, to look for.他正好要出门 CHU, right? 出 exit, 出门 go out, go out of the door, go out. 好，第三，我姐姐冬天正好要回中国，你跟她一起走吧。 Talking about both trips, right? That happened.Could happen at the same time. 回 to return. Make sure you find the right word. 第四个，你找他跟你一起去买衣服吧。他今天正好没有课。It's just so that. Right? 正好。好 ,B, 特别是特别 we know means、especially good, okay? Now, when you use 特别, you use it with the stative verb, you play,、put it right before, so it's an、adverb. But here using 是, so then you actually add a noun. Most of the time you add a noun, okay? 这 here, 这鱼做得很好, and here 这 refers to a restaurant, okay? 这鱼做得很好，特别是 especially the fish, right? The 清蒸鱼味道好极了。 OK, 味道 is going to be our new word, flavor. And flavor, taste of something, 好极了 extremely well. So now you see that 极了 can be used after a state verb or after an adjective, OK? So 非常好。Then you use 极了 will be 好极了。第二个，王小姐喜欢买东西，特别是碗盘。第三个，小柯不喜欢运动，特别是游泳。第四个，李先生觉得中国菜很难做 difficult to make.To cook, to prepare. 特别是糖醋鱼。So notice that 特别 especially before an adjective, but when you want to emphasize on one thing, you use 是。Okay, C, 有机。有机水果比一般水果贵。Now here are the new words, or review of the verbs. It's 一般, right? Average, common. 有机水果比一般水果 compared to average fruit is more expensive. 第二个，校内 on campus 新开了，新 is new, right? 开 here means newly opened. 新开了 just recently opened 一家咖啡馆卖有机咖啡。这几年 that's a great phrase to learn. 这几年越来越多人。 OK, here's a sad phrase. 越来越 You should put a note to that. More and more. 越来越多。 And here 多 means in terms of the quantity. So usually you use an adjective or a stative verb after 越来越。 越来越好 is getting more and more good. Means it's better and better. 越来越大 is getting bigger and bigger. 越来越 难 is getting more and more difficult. 越来越多人 more and more people, 买菜只买有机的。第四个，我们饭馆的小白菜是有机的。The 是的 construction, like it really is, it is 是有机的菜 right? But that 菜 can be omitted. Okay, 好 next page, 84页 D, 麻烦。Okay, here,麻烦 can be used as a polite phrase and doesn't mean troublesome, like a lot of trouble. It could, but there's a different meaning. The first meaning we're introducing is that can I trouble you to do something? 好第一小张如果有人来电话麻烦你麻烦你 So usually you start with 麻烦你 It's like, would you please, can you guys please do that, okay? 麻烦你 rather than using 请Okay, 麻烦 is a lot more common, actually, in this case than using 请 Would you please? 麻烦你告诉他我去飞机场了。飞机场 airport. 服务员麻烦你给我一些 some 餐巾纸。That's a new word. 餐巾 J-I-N, 餐巾纸。好第三麻烦你 Can you please? Would you please? 麻烦你告诉老师我病了不能去上课了。先生这件行李件 is a measure word for luggage. 这件行李我帮你。拿进房间吧。拿 to take, 进 is enter. 不用不用 there's no need. 不麻烦你了。I won't trouble you, okay? Alright, now the second usage of 麻烦 simply means it's a lot of trouble. 第五做中国菜很麻烦。第六出国得办护照。Here, 办 as in 办公室办。Means to take care of, to do something. To take care of your passport. 办护照 passport. 办签证 visa. 办签证很麻烦。好第七他这个人 he this person, right? So describing persons 很麻烦很麻烦。常常问一些很难的问题。Notice that 一些 right? Some. Okay, the next one is E. 这要看 So remember it depends. 要看 Okay, so you can use 这 You can omit that. Sometimes you can add 就 Sometimes there is a 了什么菜好吃这就要看你的口味了 Then this will then depends. So you can simply say 要看你的口味了You can leave out 这 and 就。明天的考试难不难？这就要看你准备的怎么样。准备 to prepare. You can simply say 要看 it depends 你准备的怎么样。快放假了，放假。That's a new word for to have vacation. The vacation about to start. You use the word 放。I think to put in. 快放假了。寒假 winter break. 你打算 plan to 去中国玩吗？快放假了。寒假你打算去中国玩吗？ The reply. 这就要看买得到买不到。Can I buy or can I not buy? Is it possible for me to buy? 买得到买不到便宜的机票了。机票 airline ticket, plane ticket. Okay, so here 买得到买不到 means is it possible for me to? Am I able to purchase and get hold of? And that's the usage of 到买得到买不到 This is a difficult answer sentence. Okay, next page.Alright, it's page 86, 86页. And we have F, 比方说, this is a lot of you guys been using this, right? There are other words for example, like 比如, but I think 比方说 is the easier one, okay? The most common one. 他去过, 过 indicate experience, right? He has been to. 他去过很多国家, 比方说英国、日本、中国。 我们班, it's not 课, right? 课 is the course, 班 is the people. 我们班的, the class, refer to the people. 我们班的同学很多人唱歌, they sing, and then describe how well they sing, 唱得很好。 比方说王鹏唱得棒, bang is a slang expression for great, and then adding extremely at the end, 极了,棒极了。 OK, 第三, 这里的饭馆很多, 比方说东边的, the one on the east side, it's called 好吃饭馆, 西边的, on the east side, west side, 请再来, please come again, OK? I've just been making fun of the name, which is actually very possible to be a real Chinese restaurant's name. 南边的, in the south, 最便宜, cheapest, 北边的, 大家喜欢来, everybody like to come, 大家喜欢来餐厅。 Okay, that concludes our typing. Okay, so as you type, I hope you are also reviewing and also indicate, make a vocab list of words you don't know and phrases yet you need to work on.